What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
It seems like such a long time ago that I was last chatting to Jill Bonanno, but good morning and welcome back for 2008.
Look, thanks, Rodney. Actually, it was only yesterday that we were talking, wasn't it? Oh, you mean on air?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay. Yes. Yes, it has been a lot's happened. You've had a lovely holiday. Well, you had a week away at camp. Would we call that a lovely holiday? No.
It was a lovely time.
Yeah.
And,
but not a holiday.
Well, no. It was busy. I mean, there were times to relax and lots of good times to be a dad to about 70 kids.
So excellent.
That was fun.
And then there were the times that I rang you and said, could you write an article for the newsletter, please?
Yeah. All sorts of things happening.
It's lovely holiday things to do, isn't it? Yeah. No, it was lovely. You had a lovely Christmas and New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how's your break been?
My break's been good. I actually remembered just this very second as I was talking to you that I alluded to a new member of our family when we said goodbye at the end of last year. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yes. Well, we have a new member of our family. I got to the point, you know, we do Simply Living.
Yes.
And I got an email, and isn't it funny how you get such wisdom for your life through an email? and it said, you know, life's too short to be sitting around just doing what you think everybody expects you to do. If you want a dog, get a dog. If you want to do something else, do something else. If you want and I thought, that's what I want. I want a dog. And I know that my Josh has been wanting a puppy for a long time, and we haven't had a dog for a long time. So I sort of bit the bullet, and while David was away over East, that's my husband, we went and got an RSPCA puppy. And see, we did the community of service because they were overrun with puppies, apparently, even before Christmas, before their busy period last year. And we got this little RSPCA Kojak, Corgi Jack Russell Cross, and he's a delightful addition to our family.
Mm-hmm.
And David was really pleasantly surprised when he got home. He was so surprised.
Good.
Oh, I'd say happy. I'll say surprised. Yeah. No. He's good. And so, yes, so we did that. And that's sort of part of, I thought I talk about Simply Living and just enjoying life. And that's probably part of it. It's you know that it's more work. I've got to say, the floors are the cleanest they've ever been because I mop them every day now. he doesn't even do anything inside. It's just, you know, that inside dog thing. But he spends a lot of his time outside now. So we like that. We like that. Yeah, so good break. Ready for a new year.
Excellent. Now, this morning what we're going to do is just to, again, revisit what Simply Living is all about to just get ourselves started for a new year. But before we do that,
yes,
you wanted to just check on people's insurance, apparently.
Yes. I wasn't going to talk about this, but I was just talking to a lady before on the phone, and these are the sorts of things that we want to talk about, is your experiences and our experiences, even when we go shopping or, you know, if something happens, if we can give each other a little bit of insight into how to deal with different problems that come up that don't complicate our lives and get through it a little bit easier, that's what we want to hear. So I was talking to a lady and she said that she had her handbag stolen with her, and it was her nicest handbag too, she said, but with her purse in and their car keys, their house keys, and because her driver's license was in the purse, they had to get all their locks changed on their house. I was as you mentioned before, they had to cancel their house, cancel their car, cancel their cards. Yeah, no, they had to get all their locks changed and everything. And they were saying it was just such a huge thing. And someone had actually tried to use their card at the local shopping centre too, so it was just as well they cancelled them. But when she said they rang their insurance, it wasn't the things in the handbag, therefore the house keys and all the locks for the house, it wasn't covered because they hadn't specified that. Anything away from the house, which is your handbag, which you do normally take with you unless you accidentally forget to take it, wasn't covered under their insurance policy. They had to actually state that separately, like their bikes, because they'll take them away from the house. They had to to separately state that on their insurance policy, that so that it was covered in their contents, you see. So just check that. If you're listening and you've got contents insurance and you're not quite sure if your handbag and all its contents are covered away from the house if it gets stolen, or if you lose it over the side of the boat, or, you know, anything like that, your car keys get dropped in the ocean, and or anything where someone may find it, be able to use it to break into your house or car, you're actually liable for that unless it's actually stated. So some policies may cover that automatically.
Yeah. There certainly are some policies that will cover those things.
Yeah.
But I guess it's really up to each one of us to get in touch with our insurance companies and saying, hey, listen, if this were to happen, am I going to be covered?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's the sort of thing that we put off until it does happen.
It actually happens,
Yeah, it might be a good idea to do that, but no, I won't get around to it. I would suggest that perhaps people should. What I want to do, actually, before we go any further, maybe we'll take a quick break. And if you have had an experience where you found something that you thought was going to be covered by insurance wasn't, give us a call and let's know. What was your experience? Now, we're not turning it into a whinge session.
Not at all.
Insurance companies don't do this and they're just out to rip us off and all that. That's not what we're about. What we want to do is find out some of those things that we might not be aware of that really are going to help us in the long run.
Yeah, it will actually simplify your life because you can ask about it up front before you actually find out the hard way that it didn't happen.
Yeah. Are there things that you have found further down the track that something has happened and you haven't been covered, whereas just a quick phone call might have been able to sort that out before, but you didn't have the knowledge?
Yeah.
Like so many things in life, if I'd known, I would have made the changes, but I didn't know. Maybe there's something that you can tell us about or something that you've heard of that we need to just keep an eye on as far as that goes, or something similar. Love to hear from you. A couple of ways you can get in touch. Use our email address, mornings@sunshinefm.ws, to shoot an email through to us, or you can, of course, use Microsoft Messenger with that same email address, mornings@sunshinefm.ws. But we'd love to hear your lovely voice. Give us a call, 94841985. Rodney Olsen here together with Jill Bonanno. It's our Simply Living program, the first one for 2008. We're just touching on insurance and the things that we really need to be careful about with insurance. And we've got June on the line. Good morning to you, June.
Good morning, Rodney. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Good to hear from you. Now, you've had a bit of an incident with some bikes, I believe.
Yes, because we are avid bike riders, we have decent bikes, and we had them insured, as I thought, under my normal household cover. And when I asked the question, were the bikes insured, I was told yes, which is true. But immediately you take those bikes off your property, they're not insured. And that is something we found out the hard way by my son riding to the shops and actually pulling his vehicle, his bike inside the shop, but it was still stolen and we weren't insured.
Mm. And now, have you been able to find any bike insurance that covers that since?
Yes, I have. Of course, when I found out that the bike was only insured on our property, then I immediately, the likelihood of your bike being stolen off your property is higher than on your property.
Absolutely.
It's not weird you having your bike in your garage all the time. So, I've taken steps. They cost us more, but I've nominated the bike. So it's really important when you're asking about a policy that, yes, the bikes are insured, but where are they insured? Because ours was only insured on our property.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's what happened with this handbag too. You would have thought, how often do you just keep your handbag at home? Well, obviously it can get stolen from there, but most likely it's going to get stolen from off the property. So you do have to nominate it, yeah.
Definitely. And so, we learned the hard way, but if somebody is out there and they enjoy their bike riding and they've got good bikes, get hold of your insurance company and make sure that they are insured off the property, not just on your property.
Excellent advice there, June. Thank you for your call this morning.
Take care.
Okay, bye. You too. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, June. I really do appreciate people ringing with that because who knows? You think you insure your bike. Obviously, the insurance company's going to know that you're going to ride it. That's the whole point of a bike is that you ride it somewhere. And with a handbag that you, unless you forgot it, you're going to be taking it out with you. And it's more likely that it'll get stolen out than in your home. Those are the sort of things. We really appreciate the phone call because those are the sort of things that's happened to you and you lost from it, but someone else might be able to say, well, no, I didn't know that. I'll make sure right now. All it takes is a phone call.
And oftentimes too, if you find, for instance, like with a bike, if you find that you can't get that insured outside your property with your current insurance, you might think it's going to be such a hassle to change over to a different company that will cover it. Well, you might not have to, because there are some cycling groups that will arrange insurance just on your bike. I mean, then you have to decide, you know, is it worth it to insure? And you do the sums, but at least you know what you're in for if something should happen further down the track. But yeah, there are a number of things like that. And maybe you can give us a call or shoot us an email if you've got another example of that. mornings@sunshinefm.ws. That's the email address. Shoot us an email if there's something else. Meantime, we want to just briefly touch on the whole idea of simply living, just set ourselves up for a brand new year. What really is the idea behind the Simply Living program?
Okay, my original thought when I spoke to Rodney, I'm talking to our listeners, not you now, Rodney. Okay.
Okay, I'll just switch off.
Go outside.
I'll sit in the background and hum.
Just plug your buttons over there. Thank you. Yeah, look, the original idea was I said to Rodney one day, why don't you do a show where people start to feel like they don't have to fall for what the media tells them is how their life should be. You know, what does it mean? Encourage others not to be dictated to, intimidated by, and we really are easily swayed into feeling that unless our life is like what the shows on television, not just the sitcoms in America, which are totally unreal anyway, but you know, just even lifestyle programs, I used to watch those and think, you know, that's all very well if you've got $500 to spend on this little courtyard in your backyard, but a lot of people I know don't, including myself, don't have that money to do that. Is there a way that you can do it, either make it look nice cheaply and simply, or don't worry about it. You know what I mean? Don't think that you can't have your friends come over and visit because your house doesn't look like what that show on television or what that you know, House and Garden magazine tells you that your house should look like. And I think that we've fallen into this Western culture of everything has to be perfect, and it's the, you know, like Randy Stonehill sings about the Barbie Nation. It's like, you know, we grew up, and people of my year exactly, you know, because Barbie was born the same year as me. Must have been a good year. But we have grown up with this, everything has to fit and it's all got to be perfect and it's all got to be wonderful, and you can't have friends over because you haven't been able to set the table up magnificently with this five-course meal. And I think that we've become intimidated and we stop living our lives and just being able to be who we are without comparing it to somebody all the time. So my idea for Simply Living was, let's just simplify our lives. Everything seems to be so complicated these days. You know, you can't just go down the park and kick the footy around and have a Vegemite sandwich without feeling like it's common or it's not, you know, you got to have a picnic basket full of wonderful goodies. So that was my idea. Let's simplify our lives. Now, it's evolved into, how do we do that? We've allowed our lives to become cluttered with activity and stuff and all of those things. Is there a way of, do you feel like you're underneath it and you have no control over your life anymore? Has it actually taken control of you? Or is there a start to being able to get away from that, to be able to say, right, where do I start? Sometimes it can just be all too overwhelming and you think, you know what, this is my life and that's it. I've actually talked to people with businesses who it's like the business has taken over. They're so busy making the business run that they have no systems in place. They're missing out on bills that you know, paying fees on bills because they're overdue. They're not getting money in because they haven't got a proper accounting system set up. They haven't trained their staff properly because it's just they haven't got time, seemingly. But there is a way that you can start. It's just making a choice of saying, I've got to simplify things. It's all too complicated. And I have worked with people who you go into a project with them and it's all so busy and it's all so, oh, it's going to be so hard to do this and you've got to do that. And I think, no, all you really have to do is start with a phone call, and there's one phone call that fixes that area, and we can actually get into the point where everything has to be a drama and it's all overwhelming and everything's, the thought of it is too hard. But if you actually sat down and did it, and did it one thing at a time, it does actually pan out and it does actually get simpler. But for us as a culture, we have to decide. We have to decide, basically. That's it. It's a decision. And so my idea for Simply Living is, let's encourage each other to be happy with who we are, to you know, share ideas of how you started, or what have you done to simplify your life. And you know, just with this insurance thing today, I used to say to people, you know, why can't you just go into a shop, buy an article, go home and enjoy it? It seems to be that it just never works that way. There's always something comes along to complicate it. It breaks down, or you didn't have the receipt, or something happened to make it all complicated and stressful. And there are ways that we can get through that. And if we can encourage each other and say, look, I had this experience, this is what I did, and it makes it a little bit more easy for other people that may be facing that situation to say, yeah, you know what, I'm not going to get stressed out and upset and cranky about it. I'm actually going to see this through. And it really isn't as hard as what I thought it was going to be. And, yeah, so that's what I keep saying about the insurance. If you know ahead of time, it may be a phone call for you that will save you a whole heap of stress and complication down the line if you need to call on that. Now, there are some people that say I don't believe in insurance. Fair enough, that's okay. But there are other people that do have it, and it has been a real lifesaver and a blessing to them. So, you know, just things like that we'd like to cover every week and help each other out. And if I can motivate you to say, I've got too much junk in my house, I need to start getting rid of it. And if I can motivate you to do that and start putting your priorities onto relationships, or being able to invite people back to your house because you're not ashamed, or you've got room now to for them to sit down somewhere, then that's what I would love to do.
So it's really about reclaiming our lives, reclaiming
Absolutely.
Our lives back from those people who would like to set up an image because they want to sell us product, reclaiming our lives back from the expectations others have on us
Yes.
and the expectations that we place
on
ourselves.
Yeah.
Maybe you've found a way that you've started to reclaim some of your life. Maybe you've been listening to Simply Living right through 2007, and there's some of the things, just a simple hint here or there, that has helped you reclaim just a part of your life, and you'd like to tell us about that. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Mornings at sunshinefm.ws, that's the email address, mornings at sunshinefm.ws. Shoot us an email or get in touch via MSN Messenger. The other thing you could do, of course, is just give us a call, 94841985, 94841985. Rodney Olsen here with Jill Bonanno. We're talking Simply Living today. And Jill, we've got Bill on the phone. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, guys. How are you both?
Good. Thanks, Bill.
Very good. Now, you've had an instance with insurance, haven't you?
Yes, we have. Just recently, we were the owners of four-wheel motorbikes, the quads.
Okay.
Two big high CC. They were one at 660, one at 700. And then two smaller ones for the kids at 110cc. The two little ones got stolen. And so we contacted insurance, and they said, no, we won't cover them at all. And so we stood our ground for a little while because they were in a locked shed. Found out that once revisiting the fine print, they did cover them, but they will only cover up to 250cc. So the two little bikes are eventually going to be replaced, but the two bigger ones that got damaged in an attempt to steal them, bad luck, that's our problem. My frustration is, what's the difference when they're all locked in the shed? What has the size of the engine got to do with theft?
Yeah, it's a tricky one, and I guess the lesson that you've learned is to make sure that you're not that the insurance company isn't the only one reading the small print to you, that you go back and check it, and just make sure that you don't take the first answer that they give, but have a look, and if that's the case, that is the case, but, you know, there is opportunity to have a look, and as you've done, you've found that these two bikes that you thought couldn't be replaced can be replaced under insurance.
That's correct. But yeah, with a little bit of polite discussion, and that's all it took, was just standing our ground and saying, well, we have paid and we were led to believe, so why the differentiation? And so what we're doing at the moment is we go through now the process of looking for new insurers, because it just happens to be due at the same time, is we've written a list to say what are the things we want covered, like motorbikes and lawnmower or whatever, and we asked that question directly, and I've now had the new insurers put that in writing directly, or point me to the very area of insurance that guarantees the coverage of that particular product.
Yeah, that's very wise.
Yeah, it is very wise, and really appreciate you letting us know that too from your bad experience. But like Rodney said, I mean, just the fact that you did go back and read it and say, no, you know what, we have got a case here. It's frustrating that you have to do that. You think people, you're employed to look after us and to know your policies, and it is frustrating. But the sad fact is that we actually have to do that ourselves these days. And I know that more than others. I've had so many problems with different organisations. But the thing is that you've done it, and it is worthwhile. And I think what's come through loud and clear today is that if you are taking out insurance, you have to be very clear with your insurer exactly what you want insured, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You write your list, because we always forget as we're on the phone or in talking. So a pre-written list when you're thinking about it beforehand, then contact them and make sure you speak to that very issue and then get it clear from them, because it's amazing what they don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, we have got full employment, which is great, but but sometimes it's to the detriment of people actually learning their jobs properly before they do it. The other thing that I wanted to say to you too is you've written your list, but would you say that if you buy something else, that you ring them straight away? That's one of the things that you do if you buy another item like that, you let your insurance know?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
And the other thing we had recently, we were blessed with a trip across to the eastern states with our caravan, and we copped a broken windscreen. Because we didn't advise insurance we were going above the 26th parallel, they wouldn't cover the windscreen.
Man, wow, that's the all these things, yeah.
Yeah. So with our new people, that's the other thing. We've made sure that our vehicle is covered on any legal off-road area within Australia, and that we have definitely got a free windscreen in the coverage.
That's fantastic. Look, that is such excellent information. I really appreciate your phone call, Bill. Thank you so much.
Welcome, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Good to talk to you. That's excellent information.
Yeah.
I love the way that he's writing out the whole list and going to them and saying, this is what we need. Can you do it? And the fact that And you might have missed Bill saying it, but he got them to reply in writing and saying, yes, these things are covered. And to be able to have that in front of you and say, listen, this is covered, we have peace of mind, that's just excellent.
Yeah, it is. And I think part of our frustration of living in this society is, yeah, the real frustration of feeling like you can't do anything. It's like, well, what else can I do? Well, perseverance is the key, I suppose, but also being prepared is another thing. And that was just a valuable phone call. Thanks so much, Bill. And I found out too that from personal experience that if you've got musical equipment, that's not automatically covered either. You've got to actually list that separately as a contents thing in your household. So if you have even a keyboard or guitar or anything like that, you need to do that. So what I would suggest from this session this morning is really, if this is an area that you have been vague on, or you just take out insurance as you do, you just think, oh yeah, house and contents to this value, I suppose, around about that. And what a lot of people don't realise is that they upgrade their stuff. They upgrade and they may not have enough insurance. You know, the value may not be high enough, but also you do need to find out about those things. You know, before you go for a trip, there's all these preparations that you make before you go for a trip. Who would have thought insurance for a windscreen would have been one of them? But we are now made aware, and I really appreciate that this is another thing that you probably, if you're going travelling, just find out about insurance for your travelling as well.
It's been interesting just opening up that particular topic and talking about Simply Living for the coming year.
Yeah.
And maybe we need to, because we're not experts on insurance, maybe we need to find someone who knows a bit more about what to look for, because it seems that you've got to ask all sorts of questions that you don't even know you need to ask.
That's the trouble. Yeah.
That's the difficulty. So maybe we can find someone who is a bit more of an expert than you and I, and we'll get them involved sometime.
We're experts by experience, yeah.
We'll get them involved in the program sometime this year and do a program specifically talking about insurance and what we can do to make sure that we're covered. If we go to the trouble of paying out that money for insurance, we want to know that we're covered for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Jill, it's been great to get together with you once again, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you this time next week. And
yes, you will.
We'll be Simply Living once again.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
See you, Ron. Bye.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.